Today, Shir's Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel. We will begin on Daf Samach Gimel, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah, at the top of the Amud, six lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yetze Ish, a man may now walk out to the Rishus Rabbim, Lo B'Sayif, with a sword, Lo B'Keshes, with a bow, for Lo B'Tris, now with a shield, for Lo B'Ola, an Ola is like a club, for Lo B'Roimach, now with a spear. From Yotza, and if he did walk out in any of these with any of these items, the loch is chayiv chatas. It's considered that you carried in Rishus Rabbim. Rabbi Lezer says that there's no chayiv daraisa because they're considered a tachshit. Call Rabbi Lezer tachshit in Eloi. They're considered a tachshit, and since it's a tachshit, as we've been learning, there's no issa d'oraisa for carrying a tachshit on Shabbos. Of course, says the Tveres Yisrael, when we speak about a tachshit, we must identify that this tachshit is tied to the person. Because just to carry something is not considered a tachshit. Furthermore, there's a machloikus achroinim. When Rabbi Lezer is lenient with these various objects that we just identified in the Mishnah, how do we understand Rabbi Lezer's opinion? Does it mean that Rabbi Lezer says there's no issa d'oraisa, but there is a issa d'rabbanan? That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. But the Tveres Yisrael says that when Rabbi Lezer is lenient in our Mishnah, he's lenient to the degree that not only is there no issa d'oraisa with these various objects that were identified, there is no issa d'rabbanan either. V'chamayim, en ela gnai. You can't call these various objects that were identified in the Mishnah tachshitim. Shenema, because we know the pasuk says, a very famous pasuk in Yeshaya, that when Mashiach comes from here b'yameinu, the pasuk says, v'chitesu charvoisam le'itam, they will beat their swords into plowshares, and the spears will be turned into pruning shears. Nations will not lift up a sword against another nation. If they were considered something beautiful, why does the pasuk go out of its way to say that we will get that they will be no longer in existence? It must be because they're not such a great tachshit. And the Gemara is going to teach us how Rabbi Lezer responds to the Chachamim. Of course, there's a question. In the Mishnah, on the Samacham and Aleph, we clearly learned that the helmet and the coat of armor and the shoes, the leggings that they wore, there's no Chiv Chattis. And there's no Machloikus Chachamim and anybody in that Mishnah. Why in our Mishnah is there Machloikus? So the Rishonim, the Tosfos HaRosh, the Mordechai, the Ran, explain the difference between our Mishnah and that Mishnah. The Kli Melchama that I mentioned in that Mishnah are really garments. Like I just said, they're a hat, they're leggings. They also happen to be made out of armor. And therefore, Chazal were only Machmer because of Maris Ayin. Whereas the different armor that's discussed in our Mishnah are just there for war. And therefore, the halacha is that they may not be worn according to Tanakh Kama, even Midaraisa. Biris Tahira, a biris we mentioned and we will discuss in Mitzvashem, is a garter. It's a biris is Tahar, V'yotzman B'Shabbos, and a woman may wear a garter on Shabbos. Kvalim, which are leg chains, we'll discuss this more later in the Shir Mitzvashem. Tameim, a makabel toma, then yotzman b'Shabbos, he may not wear them on Shabbos. So the Mishnah teaches us that anything which is a tachshit may be worn on Shabbos. There's a machlokes if these different weapons are considered a tachshit. So Rav Moshe, in the Shalos HaTshuva Sigrus Moshe, Chelik Erechayim, Chelik Dalet, Simen Pei Aleph, uses this concept that we just learned in our Mishnah to paskin an interesting halacha l'maisa. He says the question is, may Hatzalah members go out on Shabbos carrying their walkie-talkies, their radios? Of course, they're allowed to carry them, they're allowed to use them for Hatzalah nefashos, but maybe the halacha ought to be, suggests Rav Moshe, that they should stay at home, and that's where they'll have their various radios or walkie-talkies. How could they walk in the street, even if they're not carrying them, even if they're just attached? They should stay home and not be able to walk out. Says Rav Moshe, a chiddush, he says, being a Hatzalah member is something to be proud of. And wearing that radio that the Hatzalah member wears is something to be proud of. And since it's something to be proud of, there is no concern that the Hatzalah, there is no concern when that Hatzalah member walks outside on Shabbos with them. Because as we're learning in our Gemara, Tachshitin Hein Loi, these various items are considered a Tachshit. Begins the Gemara. Mai ba'ola. The Mishnah spoke about an ola. So the Gemara wants to know what is an ola. So says the Gemara, ola is a kofa. Says the Gemara, Rav Elazar Omer, Tachshitin Hein Loi, that the various objects that our Mishnah identified are all considered a tachshit. Tanya, Omer Loi Rav Elazar, V'chimi Achad Tachshitin Hein Loi, if these are tachshitin, Mimei Hein Betelem Mois Mashiach, Rav Elazar can't disagree with what it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk clearly, as we learned in the Mishnah, teaches us that when Mashiach comes, we won't have these various items. If they're a tachshit, why wouldn't we have them anymore? Answers the Gemara, Amalahem, Lefish Einan Tzrichim. The reason we won't have them when Mashiach comes is because they won't be necessary anymore. Shenemar, as we read in the Pasuk, La'yisal Goy Cherev, there won't be any more war. And if there won't be war, they're not necessary. Ask the Gemara, even if there won't be no war and they won't be necessary, they should still be considered something that's worn like a jewelry. Omabaya, midat hava shaga b'tira. Just like if you have light in the afternoon, light is a wonderful thing. But if it's in the time when you have plenty of sunlight, it doesn't really accomplish anything. So too, in a world where there's no war, weapons are totally meaningless. So we see that when Mashiach comes, there won't be any more need for weapons. Says the Gemara, Upligi de Shmuel, this that we just learned, what the world will look like when Mashiach comes, is a disagreement with Shmuel. So, of course, we're going to have a Bryce that shows a machloikus between the Bryce and Shmuel. So of course the Rishash asked the question, Shmuel is an Amoira. How could Shmuel argue with a Bryce? And the Gemara doesn't even ask that question. So the Rishash offers two terutzim. One terutz is that this Bryce wasn't authored by Reb Chiya and Reb Oshia. And throughout Shas we have a rule that a braisa that wasn't authored by Reb Chiya or Reb Oshia is not considered necessarily an authoritative braisa. Another pshat that he suggests is that when is there throughout Shas questions that how could an Amoira disagree with a braisa? That's only when it's in Dvar Halacha. Here we're speaking about a Dvar Agoda. When we're speaking about a Dvar Agoda, there could be a disagreement between an Amoira and a braisa. So this braisa that says that there won't be any more weapons in the time of Mashiach is a disagreement with Shmuel. Dama Shmuel. Shmuel taught us, Ein bein oilam hazel amayis Mashiach el shibit golius bavad. The only difference will be that we will not be subservient to the goy, to the umas oilam. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Kilo yechtel evyo mikar of aretz. There will still be poor people. It must be that in the times of Mashiach, the world won't be that different. Of course, the question is, how can we say that the world won't be different? When Mashiach comes, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash. And we now, unfortunately, live in a world without a Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos, Devar Maskil Ein says, of course, there are going to be significant differences between this world and the world of Mashiach. But they won't be so pronounced. The world will still continue. And there will still, and there will, according to Shmuel, there still will be need for weapons. The Sfasema says that that's exactly what the Gemara means, Shibit Golius. Why won't there be Shibit Golius? Because there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. And a Beis, when in a world of a Beis HaMikdash, there is no Shibud Golius. So Ritva asks that the post that the Gemara says that the Chazal teaches that the pasuk of Kol Yechdal Evya Bekerav Haoretz is in a time when Yisrael Einem Oysu Mitzoyne Shalmakim, a Gemara, a Medrash in the Sefri. So ask the Ritva, so if there's not doing Mitzoyne Shalmakim, then there won't be Mashiach. So if Mashiach is here, when we do Ritzon and Shalmakim, there should be no Evian. So Ra answers, there are different levels of poor people. People who are destitute won't exist in the time of Mashiach. But poor people who need help will exist in the time of Mashiach. Mesayle l'Rav Chiya bar Abba, don Rav Chiya bar Abba, kol ha-Navim lo'in usnabu el l'mois Mashiach. All of these psukim are only regarding Mashiach. Aval olam haba. There's going to be, as the Masha explains, there's going to be different times, explains the Masha. There's going to be days of Mashiach, and then there's going to be a world of olam haba. A world of olam haba doesn't have any gashmias, and that's a world that we can't even describe. Ayin lo lasa elokim zolosecha, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could identify such a world. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. Amloy Lerbelezer, going back to our Mishnah discussion, if you could wear these items on Shabbos. As they said to Rebelezer, if these are Tachshitin, Mibna Ein Heim Metelem Mos Mashiach, why will they not longer be here in the time of Mashiach? Amlohen, to which Rebelezer responded, Afl Mos Mashiach. The world will be the same world in the time of Mashiach, and therefore weapons will be necessary in the times of Mashiach. A hand of Shmuel, and this is exactly what Shmuel said, that in the time of Mashiach there will still be weapons, or pligid Rav Chiya bar Abba, different than what Rav Chiya bar Abba said. Amalei Abai l'Rav Dimi, v'amalei l'Rav Avya, v'amalei Rav Yosef l'Rav Dimi, v'amalei the Rav Yosef said this to Rav Avya. V'amalei Abaye said this to Rav Yosef. My Tama, what the Rav Lezer, why does Rav Lezer indeed call these different weapons Tachshitim? My Tama, the Rav Lezer, that calls these Tachshitim. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Chagor Charbucha al Yorech Gibor, put your sword on your side, you warrior, Hoitcha Vadarecha. The weapons that you wear are your glory. So we see that weapons are indeed considered a tachshit. This pasuk is not referring to weapons. The pasuk is talking about Torah, and the pasuk is teaching us that a person should prepare himself for the mechanta shel Torah, for being able to stand his ground and learning Divrei Torah. Why are you saying that this pasuk is referring to a warrior? Amalei, to which it was responded, a mikra midaytzu midey pshutai. Yes, we could explain, and we're going to learn such Divrei Torah soon in the Gemara about the mechamta shel Torah. But the pasuk pshat in the pasuk we can't change, and the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is that it's talking about a person going to battle. Amar Rav Kahana, Karavina Batamne Sorin, Shnin, when I was 18 years old, Vagamina Kuleshas, I already made a Sima Shas, Vlaviadana, and I didn't know this important rule, that ain't Mikra Yotzim De Pshuta Ad Hashta, until I came to this Gemara, says that ain't Mikra Yotzim Pshuta, Kamash Malon, what do we learn from here? The Ligba Inish, first person should learn posha pshat for hada lizbar. And I saw that the Rachma Strifka Rebbe says that it doesn't only refer to divrei Torah, the Rises. It even refers to the words that we learn from Chazal. That everything that we learn from Chazal, we have to remember to follow the posh, the pshat, as it says it, and then we could start saying divrei Torah. I saw a beautiful vart from Rebbe Elimelech Megarjis. Ein mikro yotzim de pshutoi. If somebody lives a life pshutoi, a simple life, ein mikro. Nothing bad can happen to a person that lives his life simply without any other things. So I saw that the Chofetz Chaim, here we have an incredible Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Kahana was 18 years old and he finished Shas. So I saw that the Chofetz Chaim once said a very interesting story. There was once a boy who finished Shas, a young boy. He was 50. Everybody thought that he was 15 years old, and he finished Shas. So he was taken as a chassan. Somebody wanted a Talmud Chacham as a son-in-law. Then it turned out that he really wasn't 15. He was 16. And now there was a big question. Maybe it's a Mekach Tos. What did the Chofetz Chaim say? We see that in the world that they lived, finishing Shas at 15 was indeed a great feat. Finishing Shas at 16 is not such a big deal. And therefore, that doesn't necessarily make this boy into such a great boy. So said the Chofetz Chaim, that was in the world that he lived in. So certainly when our Gemara says that Rav Kahana finished Shas when he was 18, we look at it as it's incredible. In that world, that was the way they lived. Simen Zoris. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amr Rabbi Elazar. Shnei Tamid Chachomim, Hamechadetin Zel Zel Alocha. If two Tamid Chachomim learn Torah together, and the purpose of learning Torah is to get each one to understand the Torah that we're learning better, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzlich Lahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that they should be successful. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'adorcha Tzalach. The Mefarshim explained that very often we find in Shas that the hey and the ches are replaced. So v'chadadecha, two people that try to sharpen each other will cause that they should be successful. V'loy oid asha'olim l'gdula. They will become tamid chacham. Shnem etzlach rechav. Yochol afilu shloy l'shma. That even if they learned shloy l'shma, they didn't want, their purpose wasn't to get to the truth. Tamaloymer al dvar emes. Only if what they're seeking is the truth. Yocham hegestata. If somebody becomes a balgaiva, I want to show off with my learning. Tamaloymer vanovet tzedek. Critical to our success in learning is being modest. Vim oisekein, zoich le tayre shenita biyamin. They will be zoich the tayre that's given on the right side. Shenema, the Torah that was given in the right, that would be incredible. Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak Amar, people who learn Torah that way, does that mean if somebody learns Torah b'mino, Oruch Yomim Ika, he'll be Zoich Tarichus Yomim, Oish V'Kavad Leka, he won't have wealth and fame? Ella, L'maminimba, those that learn Torah, L'shma, those that learn Torah and want to understand what it says in the Torah, Oruch Yomim Ika, they certainly have Arichus Yomim, they live long life, V'Koshkein, that they will be Zoich Ta'osh V'Kavad, L'masmilimba, but people who don't learn Torah l'shma, of course, the Rishonim say, if you learn Torah l'kantar, that's not called Torah. You learn Torah just to be able to start up with other people. That's terrible. We're talking about people that don't delve into Torah with the whole effort that they're supposed to. Oishiv kavod ikah, they'll have oishiv kavod, but oirich yamim v'leka, they won't have oirich yamim. So I saw a beautiful vart from Yisachar Daiv from Bells. It says, the Pasuk says what it describes how the Mishkan looked. The Pasuk says, V'samtas ha-shulchan mechutz l'praiches, v'samenayrin noyachach ha-shulchan. The menayrin and the shulchan should be both in the Kodesh, parallel to each other. And it says, atzela mishkan tamana, v'ashulchan titan atzela atzofen. So he asks, once the Pasuk tells us that the menayrin is on the south side, and the Pasuk also says that the shulchan is parallel to the menorah, so we know it's going to be on the north side. Why does the Pasuk have to tell us explicitly that the shulchan should be put on the north side? So he says, quoting our Gemara, that Eirich Yavim Bimina B'smal Oishiv Chavid, but the Pasuk doesn't say explicitly that my Minim Ba get Oishiv Chavid. Why does the Pasuk not say it explicitly that the Gemara had to learn it? So he says that the Oishiv Chavid of my Minim Ba is different than the Oishiv Chavid, the Masmilim Ba. Somebody who's Masmilim Ba, so the Gemara tells us, has a schar. What's the schar that he gets? The schar is that he gets Oishiv Chavid. Somebody who's my Minim Ba, so not only, as the Gemara says, does he have Arichas Yomim, but the Panosa that he has, the Oishiv Chavid that he has, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give such a person Oishiv Chavid? Because he should be able to learn. So it's not a reward. It's a vehicle for him to be able to learn. And that's what the Pasuk says. The Shulchan is on the north. But we're asking that the Shulchan should be connected to the Menorah. Menorah is Utairah. That our Torah should be such a Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should love that Torah and therefore make it easy for us to learn Torah. The Keren LeDavid offers a different pshat. He says, we know that many people, most people, have to spend their days, much of their time, working. And they spend, and they're only able to learn what other time that they have. Says the Keren LeDavid, that if a person learns that way, that every moment that he has available to learn, he learns. And when he doesn't have time to learn, he can't learn. Then the Pasuk says, Maminimba, the people who learn Torah that type of way, that's called learning Torah Lishma, Oirech Yomim Ika, their whole day, even the time of the day where they're not learning, is considered time that they're learning. Arichas Yomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Arichas Yomim, that the time that they're not learning is reckoned as if it was time that they learned, if that was their attitude towards learning. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hanochin Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha. Two Talmidei Chachamim that learn together and are pleasant to each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makshiv Lehen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to that. Shneimar, Oz Nidburu Yirei Hashem. V'ein Dibur Ela Nachas. Dibur always means Nachas. Shneimar, Yedaber Amim Tachteinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the nations be subservient to us. That's Nachas. Ma'il Chosh Yishmoy. The Pasuk over there says, V'yakshv Hashem v'yishma, because of the safe as a car in the front of the year, Hashem l'chosh Yishmoy. Ma'il Chosh Yishmoy, says the Gemara Omer of Ami, Afil l'chish of lasis mitzvah. You have somebody that wants to do a mitzvah. V'nenes v'lay also. And he wasn't successful in being able to fulfill the mitzvah. Ma'alav akosuv kil also. The Torah gives us credit as if he did it. And Chazal say, and I saw the Sefer Evin Yecheskel says that he may even get more credit. Why? He says because when a person does a mitzvah or learns Torah, so sometimes he may get arrogant. But if the person wanted to do the mitzvah and he wasn't successful in doing the mitzvah, he won't get arrogant because he knows he didn't do the mitzvah. But he will get the schar because he wanted to do the mitzvah. And I saw that the Sefer Tapukei Chaim says that we know, the Pasuk tells us that Avram Avinu, after he had the Bris Milah, he was sitting and hoping that he'll have guests, that he could do the mitzvah of Hachnachas Orchim. And the pasuk says, "V'yar v'hinei shloish anoshim," and all of a sudden three malachim appear to him. So he suggests that Avram Avinu was so anxious to do the mitzvah. A person who's so anxious to do mitzvahs, you know what happens? He creates malachim. And therefore, as soon as Avram so much wanted to do the mitzvah, v'hinei shloish anoshim nitzavim alav, the malachim appeared to him. If somebody does a mitzvah properly, he won't receive bad news. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a terrible decree, he has the ability. Nobody could tell Hashem what to do. However, v'samachle shayma mitzvah lo yede davar ra. He has the ability to be mevatel gzeiros ra's. Amar of Abba, Amar of Shem Melakish. Shnei talmid chachamim hamakshivim zel zeh balocha, that they learn together. They each help the other one understand the divrei Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shemei lekoylan. Hakadosh Baruch Hu listens to what they are saying. Shnema hayeshevas baganim chavir makshivim. The Koyel Hashmini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and listens to what they say. But if they learn and they don't pay attention respectfully to each other, they cause that the Shechina shall leave Klai Yisrael. Shnema brach doidi udma. So I saw the Seif Vanis Fila explains that what does this Gemara mean? That if somebody thinks that he's smart enough and he could understand everything on his own, that is gaiva, and that person HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't stay with. But if a person who's learning recognizes that for him to understand something, he needs somebody else to help him understand, that shows that he's modest, and such a person is zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemei lekoylai. Amar of Abba, Amar Shem Melakish, Shnei Tamid Chamam Adgilim Zel Zeh Balocha, that they get together to learn together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayavon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves that. Shnemar V'digloi Ahava. A degel means a flag. When they used to put up the flag, that's when people got together. Amarava V'hudi Yad Tzurus Tishmata. It's only that if they studied what they prepared themselves for the shir. V'hudi Lesley Rabbi B'masalagmimnei. Or there's no Rebbe to learn from. If there's a Rebbe to learn from, a Maggid Shir, that's always the best way to learn Torah. Amar of Abba, Amar of Shem Melakish. Godel Hamalva, Yois Menayset Tzedaka. Somebody who lends money to a poor person is greater than somebody who gives him Tzedaka. Because if you give a person Tzedaka, he's unfortunately embarrassed. Umatel Bekis, and if you give money to a poor person to invest into a business, Yoyse B'kolon, that's the most significant. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained, the Mashah explains, why. So Mashah explains that if you lend money to someone, how much money could you lend already? And therefore, whatever money you lend to the poor person, after a while, it'll dry up. But if you become a partner with the poor person, so now you're going to invest. You'll be prepared to invest a significant amount of money. And if you're prepared to invest a significant amount of money, then the Ani will be able to build a business, be able to stand on his own 2 feet, and that's the biggest stock up. Amar of Abba, Amar of Shem Melakish. A Talmud Chacham, Noike v'noike k'nachish. If a Talmud Chacham is vengeful, Chagreyu al-Masnecha. That's the Talmud Chacham you should connect to. Imam Oritz. But if he's a Amaretz, even if he's a Chassid, Al Tadu B'Shnosoi. That means Nekima and the Tira is terrible. But if a Talmud Chacham has that midah, he's doing it for Kavod HaTorah. And somebody who cares about Kavod HaTorah, that is a person that you want to connect to. So I saw that the Meritz Chayis explains that all of the animals come to the snake and say, all animals, when they destroy another living thing, they eat what they
they destroy. You don't enjoy anything you destroy. So why do you bite people? So what do we see here? That what a nochesh does, he doesn't do it for his own personal pleasure. Says the Meretz Chayis, that's pshat in this Gemara. If somebody is ready to give up to do something covered at Torah, but what he's doing is pure, that's a Talmud Chacham. The Mashal suggests another pshat. Who would take a snake and put him around his hip? It's the most dangerous thing. But a Talmud Chacham is ready to do even dangerous things for covered at Torah. And that's what a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be. Amrav Kahana, Amrav Shem Melokish. Amrav Amrav Asi, Amrav Shem Melokish. Amrav Amrav Abba, Amrav Shem Melokish. Call a Megadol Kelev Rabbetach Beisoy. If somebody raises a dangerous dog in his home, Meinei Ches Metach Beisoy. He keeps away Chesed from his house. Shnemar, the pasuk says, Lamas Mireyu Chesed. Lamas is a Kelev. And if you have a kelev, you keep away chesed. She came belosh and yivon is currently kelev mas. Somebody has a dog, shows that he doesn't have Yerushmayim. Shenemar v'yira shaka yazoif. So the Masha explains, because every Jew has in his home a mezuzah. So there's a mezuzah that protects us. Why did you have to bring a dog for protection? Another pshat is, that the pasuk says, the Ben Yoyod explains this pshat, Asher Adam Mefachet Tamid. And what pshat Asher Adam Mefachet Tamid? That a person should have Yirah Shamayim. But the person who has a dog in their home, so they're relying on the dog. They're not relying on Shamayim. It shows a lack of Yirah Shamayim, and that's why it's not good to have. Says the Gemara, Hayi itis da'ailahu beis lameifa. There was a woman that came into another person's home to bake. Novach bei kalba, and a dog started barking. It's akavloda. This woman who came into her neighbor's house from the barking of the dog miscarried. Amalei mara de beisa, the owner of that home, the owner of the dog, said, Loi titchali, you have no reason to be scared about this dog. The shikl nive, the fangs of the dog have been removed. The shikle tufrei, and the claws have been removed, and therefore he can't do anything to you. Amalei, so the woman responded, Shikule tavokha v'shadja chazere. Take whatever you gave me and throw it to the thorns. It's too little, too late. Kvaneker Vlad, I already miscarried. And that's why the Gemara Masech de Baba Kama, Daf Tez Vava Mabez, says, the Torah says, Lo sosim domim beisecha, that a person la'osla adam legadl kelav ra b'toich beisoy. But here we're learning that even if it's not a kelav ra, even if it's any dog that you're relying on for a shmira, that's something that you shouldn't have in your home. We should have it in, you should not have that in your home. However, the Paiskim do say that if it's a small dog or it's a dog that's tied to chains, then we don't have to be, that technically is mutter. Says the Gemara, Omer Avhuna, Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, Smach bocha b'yadusecha, v'yitipcha libe b'mei b'chusrecha, v'aleich b'darche lipcha u'memari einecha, v'da ki kol eli v'yachal kem b'meshbat. So the Pasuk is sort of difficult to understand. First it says that rejoice, have a good time. And then it says that you're going to have to pay for it. Says the Gemara, Atkan, the Pasuk is saying, the first part is the Pasuk, is the Divrei Yetzahara. That the Yetzahara tries to convince a person to live a easy life. Mikan ve'elich Divrei Yetzatayiv, tells him, if you're going to live that kind of life, you're going to have to pay La'asud Lovay. Shlokshav Atkan Divrei Taira. The first part of the Pasuk is for Divrei Taira. Mikan ve'elich Masim Taivim. Learn Taira. The way to learn Torah is to learn Torah with joy. You're supposed to learn Torah with a geschmack. And then mitzvahs, and then for the mitzvahs, we have to work hard to fulfill the mitzvahs. And says the Pasuk that for all of this, we will be judged when we come up to Shemayim. We learned in the Mishnah, Biris Tahira, that a garter is tar and it may be worn on Shabbos. The kavalim, we learned in the Mishnah, are tameim, and you may not wear them on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, biris is a tzada. It's a band that women wear around their hand to keep their sleeves from not going too high up above their elbows. Masa Rav Yosef, biris tahay Rav Yotma b'Shabbos, that the halach is that a biris, is, the Mishnah says, na mekabel tuma, vila tzada, the halach is that an tzada is mekabel tuma. So says the Gemara, how can we say that the biris is an tzada? Says the Gemara, hachikamer. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Biris tachas tzada medes. The biris does to the stockings what the tzada does to the sleeves. Just like the tzada keeps up the sleeves, so too does the biris keep up the stockings. So if so, why is the biris not mekabel tuma? Because the biris is not a tachshit, nor is the biris a, something that's a garment. It only helps the garment stay up. And therefore, the biris is not mekabel tuma. Says the Gemara, Yosser of Oven, Rav Huna Kameder of Yimia. Yosef of Yemir became a snamnim. Yemir was dozing. Yosin Ravan became, and Ravan was coming and explaining Biris, the difference between the Biris and the Kavolim that are mentioned in our Mishnah. The Biris is worn on regular achas, on one leg, and the Kavolim are worn on two legs. Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said to Ravan, you're incorrect. Elu ve'elun metil mishnayim. Even the biris, which is a garter, needs to be worn on both legs to keep up the stockings of both feet. The difference is, umatilin shalshalas beineim, when they put a chain between the two stockings, that's called kavolim. That becomes kavolim. So in other words, according to Ravin, the difference between biris and kavolim is biris is on one leg and the kavolim is on two legs. And the way I saw the Meiri explains, it's hard to understand Ravin's pshat. And in fact, says the Meiri, that after Rav Huna spoke to Ravin, Ravin agreed that his interpretation of the Mishnah is correct. Tosfos does explain Ravin's pshat. Tosfos, the Ramaskal Beerus, explains that if the garter is only worn on one leg, that's very embarrassing. And there's no woman that's going to take off a garter if she only wears one. If, however, she has two, she may take them off to show off, and therefore there's a difference between one and two. Ask the Gemara, V'shalshel Shabbai Mashvelei Mana, is the fact that it has chain connecting the two birisin, make it into a keli. Why should that make a difference? V'chi tema, says the Gemara, Krev Shmuel ben Nachmeni. D'amra Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. We learned this Gemara earlier in our Masechta on Daf Nun Ches on the base. Menayel mashmir kar b'klei matcha shutamei. When we spoke about bells, the Gemara explained, how do we know that a bell is mekabel tuma? Because the pasuk by Mechemes Midyan says, kol dover, and we explain the word called diavar afilu diber mashma, anything that makes noise, and therefore the shalshalas makes noise, and that's why it's mekabel tuma. Ask the Gemara bishlama hasam, when we speak about a bell kabbala lekoila, we need the bell to make for noise. And therefore, when the bell makes noise, covered maisa, and that's why it's considered a keli, and that's why it's makabel tuma. Hocha, over here with these chains, my maisa covered. What kind of maisa does the noise that the chain makes make a difference? Says the Gemara, hocha nami covered maisa. There is a purpose for this noise. Damar Rabba Babachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mishpacha Achas Haus B'Shalayim. There was a family in Yerushalayim. Shoye P'Sehen Gases, that they used to walk very large steps. And because they used to walk these large steps, Hoy Psula, same noishes, their psulim would fall out. So what did they do? Aslam Kavolim, they made these change, they made these garters. Vitilu shalshas b'neim, and they had this chain connect. Shloip seheim gases. So the way I saw Rashi says is that if they took too wide of a step, it would start making noise to remind them that they should take smaller steps. V'loi hay psulim nesesheres, and it prevented the psulim from falling out. I saw another pshat that if they took too wide of a step, they would fall. And everybody would see that they fell. And once everybody saw that they fell, they knew that the psulim, that they don't have psulim, it's not because they had relations before they were married. It must be from their fall that they lost the psulim. Issabar Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah wakes up, he was dozing, and he heard this entire conversation. Amar Yasher, he said to Ravin and Rav Huna, Rav Huna's pshat is correct, the Kain Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and that is the way indeed Rabbi Yochanan interpreted our Mishnah as well. Says the Gemara, Ki Osir Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Atzisol, Omar in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Menayin La'orig, how do we know that if a small piece of material, Kolshu, that even if it's a small piece of material, shutamei, we learn it from the tzitz, that the tzitz was also very small, and it's still makabel tumah. So I saw that the Rishonim asked, we spoke earlier in our Masechta that there's shiur of sholosh tfachim, or sholosh etzpas, and here we're saying a piece of material that's even just a kol shehu is makabel tumah. How do we reconcile these gemaras? So I saw a beautiful pshat. When we spoke about Sholosh Tfachim and Sholosh Etzpos, we were talking about where we had a large piece of material. And now a small piece of material was cut off from that large piece of material. So that's where the Gemara taught us there's a shear of Sholosh Etzpos, Sholosh Tfachim. Here we're talking about this was the piece of the size of the material from the beginning. And therefore, that's the Chiddush of our Gemara, that even that small piece of material is Mekabel Tumah. Amalei Abaya. The tzitz oriku is a tzitz made out of a material. Vatanya, tzitz kementashel zov. The tzitz was made out of a plate of gold. V'roich of shtei etzpos, it's two etzpos wide. U'mukav me'ozen l'ozen, and it goes from one ear to the other. V'kosavolov, and on it says, kodesh l'shem b'shtei shitin. And there's yurhei l'mala, the shem Hashem was on the upper line, the Kodesh Lamed was on the bottom line. V'amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, Ani re'isa b'ir roimi. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi was allowed into the treasure house of the emperor. V'kos v'kodesh l'shem b'shita achas. He says it was all on one line. There's a big machlokes rishonim that according to the version that it was on two lines, because we don't want to have a line with anything above the word Hashem. That's why Hashem was on the upper line. How did it look? One pshat is it's had Hashem, and directly under it was Kodesh Lamed. Another pshat is that it had Hashem on the upper line and Kodesh below it. Another pshat is that it had Hashem on the upper line to the left and Kodesh Lamed on the bottom line to the right. And another pshat is that the upper line on the left had Kodesh Lamed and the bottom line had Hashem. So we see from here that it was made out of gold and silver. How could we learn that it was made? How could we learn that material from gold and silver? And the Sfasem says, the Pasuk says explicitly, the Sfasem asks, Vasis Tzitzov Tor. So how could we have ever have thought differently? So the Sfasem says that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that maybe the tzitz was made out of gold threads. But now we see that it was made out of a plate of gold. What I said is a mistake. Brach, bram, kach amru, mishum Rabbi Yochanan, menayin l'tachshit kol shehu. How do we know that something that's made out of metal, even if it's the smaller size that it's makabel tumah, that we learn from the tzitz. Umenayin l'oru kol shehu. How do we know that something made out of a material, even if it's a small size, is makabel tumah? Because the pasuk said by tumah shrotzim, oy sheretz, where it says oy sheretz. So I saw that Tosfos asks that in the parsha Midyan there were rings, And rings are very small. So why don't we learn from the rings? So Taisa says that they had large rings. So that's why we can't use that as a shear. The Sosemis points out that the Gemara says the tzitz was shtei etzbos. So how can we say that something which is a kol shehu, the tzitz was shtei etzbos? So the Gemara says the Sosemis, the Gemara's point is not the size. The Gemara's point is, how do we know that something like this is makabel tumah? Tan rabbanan, or a kol shehu, if you have a piece of material that's the smaller size, or the makabel tumah. The tachshit kol shehu, if you have a tachshit that's the smaller size, it's makabel tumah. Or the tachshit kol shehu, if you have a piece, you have something that's made up partially out of material and partially out of metal, it's tameh. Musaf sak ala beged, shetameh mishum orig. We'll discuss this in tomorrow's shiur. Amrava, or kol shehu tameh, that a piece of material that's even the smallest size is makabel tumah, we learn from the word oy beged. Tachshit kolshu, that it's tamei, we learn from the tzitz. Orag v'tachshit kolshu, when they're combined, even though they're small size, how do we know whether they're tamei? From the pasuk says, mikol klei masa. Ask the Gemara, amalei hu merabanan l'rova, ha'u b'midyan k'siv. That pasuk is talking about midyan, where it was tumas meis. How do we know that this halacha applies even by terem m'sheretz? Amalei, to which Rav responded, gomar, Kli Kli Mahasan. The pasuk says the word Kli over there, Kli Masa, and the Torah by Tumah Sheretz says Kol Kli Ashiyas Malacha Behem. So we learn Gzeirah Shava that whatever halacha applies there applies by Sheretz as well.